Twister is a new movie about a family of eccentrics in Kansas. A couple of the actors are as offbeat as the characters they play. Harry Dean Stanton stars as the father who made a fortune from miniature golf and soda pop. Crispin Glover plays his son. Twister is the first feature film by writer and director Michael Almereyda. It was backed by Vestron Pictures, but the movie was never distributed theatrically because Vestron folded. Twister was rescued last April through a screening at the Anthology Film Archives that brought good reviews in New York. It will open in Los Angeles August 8th. Almereyda adapted the film from the novel O by Mary Robison. I asked Almereyda what interested him in the book.
It's the whole canvas of the book. It's beautifully written. When I first read it, I just loved the book. The characters are very vivid. She writes wonderful dialogue. She writes in a very precise style that translates into images, I thought, in a kind of, in a really hard-edged, clear way.
Were there pictures you had in mind before you even started to make the movie?
Sure. I tend to work out of pictures and images and characters, and Mary really provides that.
What were some of those pictures you knew you wanted in the movie?
I think it's mainly the spectacle of a big house in the middle of nowhere and a feeling of walls closing in on characters who are sort of desperate and passive at the same time, but mainly a feeling of landscape that's not necessarily in the book and not necessarily for that matter in the movie, but a feeling of being out in the middle of nowhere and being lost in America. The book, after all, is about commercial clutter invading people's lives and people trying to keep afloat in the midst of it. And she made that very concrete in the kinds of struggles that are going on between the characters. It's a family, after all.
You grew up in Kansas, where Twister is set. Do you feel like you're offering a different view of the Midwest than the ones you're used to seeing or reading in popular culture?
It's a very abstract place for people who don't live there because the context for Kansas is the Wizard of Oz. And even in Kansas now, it's almost as if the state's traumatized by the Wizard of Oz. You go to the airport and there's nothing but postcards and T-shirts that refer to the Wizard of Oz. The place, actually, I hadn't been back for a while. And I guess the main point is that you don't see much or hear much of Kansas in popular culture. It's become an abstraction. And so it seemed exciting and interesting to set a movie there.
One of the things that really surprises me about your movie Twister is how you managed to get some of the actors that you did, and I say that knowing that this is your first feature film. How did you get Crispin Glover cast in the movie?
Well, I had met Crispin on the set of River's Edge and really wrote the part for him and had known him for a while and always had him in mind for it. And Crispin, he's a remarkable actor, but at the time, and even still for that matter, it's not as if he's been in that many fancy movies. So it's not something to be astonished about, I don't think. And it's a good part, and it's wonderful for him. He's great in it.
He gives a fabulously mannered performance. Did you want that?
Yeah, well, when you hire Crispin Glover, you have an idea what you're in for.
Right.
It's a kind of heightened realism, and it's very adventurous and very extreme. And it stretches the corners of the character. And he goes all out. He's very devoted and adventurous and in a way. No, I knew what I was in for, and he delivered the goods.
So I saw feeding branches from this tree into a huge, shredder. You should have heard the noise.
Hope I didn't put too much nutmeg in this.
I tell you, I saw this petite waif in the rain feeding this fire-breathing dragon of a machine, and I was really touched.
Touched in the head.
Is he mannered when he's not acting?
I wouldn't say mannered. I hope his performance isn't really mannered so much as I think there's a grain of emotional truth to it all the way through. So I'm a little uncomfortable with that word.
Yeah.
He's not Joe Normal, and he's never stranger than when he's trying really hard to be normal. But he can be a really nice guy, sure. He's a genuine eccentric. Everyone knows that, I guess.
Harry Dean Stanton, how did you cast him in the movie?
Well, it's kind of elementary. People were keen on the script, and as Harry Dean said, he felt blackmailed into doing it by the quality of the script, which was quite a compliment, mainly, I think, to Mary Robison, who, after all, provided the basis of it. And He read it and called instantly, and we met. In fact, I'd been working on a short film I wanted to do with him a few months before that, so I had known him a little bit. So it wasn't really that complicated. It was pretty simple.
I wonder what it's like as a more or less a newcomer to direct someone who's been working for a long time, like Harry Dean Stanton.
The movie was difficult to direct because there were a lot of people in tiny rooms, and it wouldn't really have mattered who those people were, and they were all remarkably talented, and part of what makes the movie special, I think, and I hope, is the nature of the ensemble, and that everyone in it is really good and really specific in what they do. The intention and the necessity was to develop a family on the set, and because the movie's about a family. So that sometimes everyone's nerves were very raw and it was traumatic and difficult, but in the finished movie, I think you feel people connecting or else missing each other in a way that's emotionally true, and I'm glad I got that.
Did you grow up in what you'd call a normal family? I ask that because this family is so eccentric.
I, and regardless to say, I didn't grow up in a family as loony as the Cleveland family in this movie. And neither did Mary Robinson. It's like Crispin's performance. It's a way of heightening what's already out there and of making it a little more vivid and a little more immediate to deliver the feeling of reality.
A couple of American critics, I think, have made the comparison between your films and European films in the sense of it being more about character than about a narrative with a lot of events and a complicated plot.
I suppose that's a fair call, but it makes me uneasy because I feel unavoidably, hopelessly American and proud of it. And my subject matter, the characters, the places the movies are set are really emphatically American. There's a photographer I like called William Eggleston, who's quoted as saying somewhere that he says, "I'm at war with the obvious." And I feel on speaking terms with the obvious, but what interests me most in movies and in life isn't necessarily obvious. And sometimes you can only get at that by going at an oblique angle and concentrating more on character and on the things they do that aren't necessarily fed into a plot. But I feel pretty true blue American.
You have a short film that stars Dennis Hopper. I think it was a student film, is that right?
No, it was just I scrambled some money together, and it's in effect a student film, but I wasn't going to school anywhere.
How did you manage to work with Dennis Hopper? He's so hard to get access to.
Is he? Have you been trying?
Well, we've been trying to get him for an interview for a couple of years and have been striking out.
Gee whiz. Well, at the time, this is 5 years back, you know, he was on the comeback trail. And that year he did about 11 or 12 movies. And he was wonderful. He worked for free. He was a saint. He just happened to like the script and he came in and did it. And I think he was in a different, well, obviously it was a different situation than he is in now. But he couldn't have been more gracious. And I thought he was pretty heroic about it.
So when you're sending a script to an actor who you want to be in a film,
yep.
Do you have to send it to their agent, or is there a way to get it directly to them? Because I should think, you know, a script by someone who's not well-known yet is the kind of thing an agent might screen out, thinking that they're really helping the actor that they represent.
I try to steer clear of agents in general, because the most direct contact is, there's less confusion. Either I know people who know actors, or I might have met the actor somehow, and it's not that hard really to get to people, because actors, you have to remember, are not, most of the year they're not working. No matter how busy the actor is, they don't make that many movies a year. So I'm often astonished by how badly cast movies are, or how unimaginative the casting is, because there's nothing more crucial really, and there are tons of good actors out there. So I look forward to working with more great actors, but it's not that daunting to get to them.
Do you have another project in the works?
I've written a script about Amelia Earhart with a guy named Jim Robinson, who's married to Mary, And I'd very much like to do that. I'm very excited about that. And otherwise, if I don't get money for that in a hurry, I think I'm just going to go backwards. And my first film was shot in 35 millimeter. I think I'm going to do a feature in 8 millimeter next, Super 8. And I'm writing a script for that. So starting big and getting smaller. Starting small, really, and getting smaller.
What would the idea be of going back to Super 8, doing something that you can fund yourself?
Yeah, and I like the extremity of it, and the stories about people scrounging around in a tenement in the Lower East Side, and the rawness of it seems really appropriate.
Do you think that Twister is going to get released to a lot of other cities, or is it too soon to tell?
It's going to be in L.A. next month, and then Kansas. Where else?
Well, thanks a lot for talking with us.
Thank you.
Michael Almereyda directed the film Twister.